We did also have an employer and a consumer who works at that employer lined up, but they have a stomach bug today that came on, so they had to cancel. But I do have one employer statement to share, which I will go ahead and start with that one. This is from the company Bozer, I think is how you pronounce their acronym, but the Bureau of Sociological Research. So they write, "Dear Commissioners, Bozer at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln has employed blind or visually impaired individuals as telephone interviewers since 2013 with much success. Our call center operates year-round, providing consistent work for our telephone interviewers. Bringing these individuals on board required only minimal accommodations, and the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired helped identify candidates best suited for the position. We provide information about our telephone surveys to the Commission, and they work with clients to determine who would be a good fit. While there may be some additional upfront training, these employees consistently meet the same performance targets as all other telephone interviewers. The Commission has been an excellent partner in helping to keep our telephone interviewer positions filled. At the university, we often rely on student employees who frequently stay for only a year or so and are typically unavailable to work during the academic year breaks. The clients we have hired from the Commission help fill those gaps left by students, both in short-term breaks during breaks and as long-term employees. We are thankful for our continued partnership with the Commission and excited to see what the future holds." I was surprised. Next one I wanted to read was a testimony by a consumer who currently works at Bozer. This testimony is provided by Kelsey Saltzman. "Hello, my name is Kelsey. I work at a place called Bozer. It is a call center that is part of the University of Lincoln. I started working there last year in September, and I'm still working. I've been connected with NCBVI since I was a child, and they have been a great help to me in everyday living and finding employment. I received 12 months of independent living training at the program at the center in Lincoln. I've always dealt with anxiety about living independently and away from home, but the people at the Center for the Blind helped me overcome that fear. Now I enjoy having my own home and a job and being my own independent person. Finding employment has been a challenge, but my counselors helped me in completing applications and providing me with a driver to drive me to job interviews, etc. My counselor was willing to provide any technology or whatever I needed for my job. Thankfully, JAWS was already provided for the computers at my workplace, but I've used JAWS and Windows computers over the years. The center training also helped me with my cooking and cane travel skills and made me a lot more confident with getting out and going places. I really enjoy my job. What I like and what I enjoy most about it is getting people who are willing to take the surveys. As for advice, if any of you are losing your vision or completely blind, please contact the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Thank you." Next one I have is a testimony by Leonard Salzar. "The real impact of the Commission and Vocational Rehabilitation Services came from the support and guidance of my VR counselor, paired with the training offered at the center. My VR counselor took the time to talk with employers about accommodations and blindness etiquette, which really challenged misconceptions, opened doors, and made a difference. That support paired with the skills training helped me build confidence and start believing in myself again. Before working with NCBVI, finding a job was really hard. I used to disclose my blindness too early in the process. I didn't trust myself to do the job, so part of the reasoning behind early self-disclosure was knowing that some employers weren't interested in hiring someone who's blind. That was so discouraging. But through the training center, I learned non-visual techniques, technology, Braille, and even woodshop, and discovered that my blindness doesn't limit me. Those experiences taught me how to advocate for myself and gave me the tools to grow and pursue the things I want to do. Having a job has been life-changing. It's given me structure, a routine, and a sense of responsibility, which have really improved my mental health. I work Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to midnight. I've become confident in my cane skills, navigating safely at night, using stairs, stepping up and down curbs. I feel empowered in my free time, too. I know when navigating busy crowds, when I'm supporting my grandkids at a basketball and football game, I'm most safe with my cane. I've gained independence and learned how capable I truly am. Because I have a job, I've been able to move into a bigger house, spend more time with my family, and create the life I wanted. I now have the flexibility to fund my own transportation and manage my schedule in a way that works for me. Having my own income means freedom. It allows me to take care of my needs, support my health, and help my family, whether that's financially or getting to the best parking spots. Okay, next one I have is from Joshua Root. Dear Board of Commissioners, my name is Joshua, and I'm a client of NCDBI. I was asked to submit a brief statement on how the commission has helped me achieve my career goals and greater independence. Currently, I am an IT applications developer at the Office of the OCIO with the State of Nebraska through the SOS Temp program, focused primarily on helping to ensure all sites and applications maintained by the OCIO are compliant with state and federal accessibility requirements. NCBVI has helped me get to where I am in various ways, including the wages program that I participated in from 2015 to 2017, Dale Carnegie People Skills Training during the Winterfest program in 2016, and the requisition of technology. While wages helped me gain real-world work experience, the requisition of technology is what catapulted me forward towards my desired career path of being a software developer. Without technology provided to me by NCBVI, I would not be nearly as far along toward a job developing applications for Apple devices like I have desired to do since I was a freshman in high school. Outside of technology, continued cane travel lessons and refreshers on Braille literacy provided to me while meeting with Amy and Shane Burrish, Larry Mackey, and Stephanie Baldwin over the years has also been invaluable. I would be remiss, though, if I didn't also mention Training Center operated by NCBVI. Though my relationship with the Training Center is complicated and rocky, what I did learn will stick with me as I move forward, not just in my career, but my life as a whole. Finally, the communication between NCBVI and my manager to ensure that I have what I need to succeed has been invaluable. Thank you, Joshua. Okay, next one is a testimony by Dominic Gibo. Hello, and thank you for the opportunity to share my story. I graduated this past August from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln with a master's degree in child, youth, and family studies, specializing in marriage and family therapy, along with a certification in medical family therapy. I currently work at Hope Spoke as an outpatient family therapist. In my role, I meet with individuals, couples, and families to help them navigate both everyday stressors and deeper emotional challenges. My work focuses on helping clients process difficulties, strengthen relationships, and build healthier coping skills. Of course, the position also comes with its fair share of paperwork and documentation, something that can be tedious for anyone. But through assistive technology and skills I learned with NCBVI, I'm able to complete my job duties efficiently and independently. When I look back, I can see clearly how vital NCBVI has been in helping me reach my goals to this point. One of the most significant ways NCBVI supported me was helping me with tuition and educational expenses. Finances had been one of the biggest barriers to completing my bachelor's degree. Once that weight was lifted, I was able to focus on my studies, earning a 4.0 GPA the remainder of my undergraduate degree and a 3.8 during my master's program. Beyond financial support, the training and guidance that I received through NCBVI completely changed my life. Before my training, I was hesitant and anxious about traveling independently. I often avoided walking around campus or unfamiliar areas because I lacked confidence in navigating without vision. Through NCBVI's training, I learned to travel safely and independently using a white cane, and the sense of freedom and relief that came with that cannot be overstated. The anxiety I carried for years was replaced with confidence and peace of mind. I also learned to use assistive technology, screen readers, and other tools that allow me to effectively access digital materials, complete paperwork, and manage professional responsibilities. These skills have been essential not only for my education, but the success in my current career. Another invaluable part of my NCBVI experience was connecting with a community of other blind and visually impaired individuals. Through these relationships, I gained mentors, peers, and friends who inspired me and modeled me to be, modeled what it means to live independently and fully. They helped me see that blindness does not define or limit my potential. It simply challenges me to approach life differently. Looking ahead, my goal is to continue serving my community through both mental health and my mental health work and disability advocacy. I want to be a voice for inclusion and empowerment, especially for children and young adults with visual impairments who may be struggling to accept their vision loss or build independence. Currently, I work with a few young clients who are visually impaired, and it's been deeply meaningful to help them navigate not only emotional struggles, but also the practical challenges of adapting to their circumstances. I hope to remain actively involved with NCBVI to share my experiences and to give back in any way I can. I want to pay forward the support and encouragement that made a difference in my life to help others reach a point where they can confidently say, I can do anything myself. I'm truly grateful for the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired for helping me gain skills, confidence, and independence that helped shape my career life. Thank you for everything you do for me and for so many others across Nebraska. Okay, my final one is a testimony for Nate Schmidt. I wrote this with him, so I talk in third person for it. Nate was first connected with NCBVI when he was only 2 years old. That may sound like an odd introduction for a presentation on the topic of job placement, but that is truly where Nate's journey to employment began. I'm pretty sure that as early as he could talk, he was talking about being a mechanic when he grows up, just like his dad. NCBVI worked with Nate for 18 straight years, working with the schools, family, and Nate on his alternative skills of blindness, advocacy, and setting him up for success for reaching that employment goal that he never wavered on. Nate completed a work-based learning experience at Taco John's at the age of 14, and he was hired on to work there following that work experience, and at times he was the financial support for his whole family. Now, Nate not only knew his vocational goal from a young age, but he also knew he wanted to go to WyoTech College because that is where his dad went, which became all the more important to him when his dad unexpectedly passed away when he was only 11 years old. He graduated high school at the age of 17 and went into the WyoTech program as soon as he could. He completed the coursework and gained confidence and gained his certifications within 18 months. During this time, he had also transferred to working at the Taco John's in the town of his college and continued to work there through college graduation. Nate gained employment at a Ford dealership working as a mechanic, a job that has a decent wage and the ability to earn overtime, and has health insurance and benefits. Nate is now only 20 years old and is in the process of closing on the purchase of his first home and has reached his vocational goal. All right. Do you guys have any questions or comments for us?
I just think the reports were outstanding. I really appreciated hearing from different people and their experiences with NCBVI and their jobs. So I think we ought to give everybody a big hand.
I can also say I worked wages as a counselor for wages several times, and actually two of the testimonials, Aaron, that you read were some of my wages kids.
Yeah.
So being able to knowing where they were when they were in wages and be able to see where they are now, that is pretty awesome. So, thank you. Look at me, I'm getting all too
ready.
Any other questions, comments from the board?
I just appreciate everybody coming and sharing. I just echo the sentiment that each person has as I prepare to my new challenge. You know, I appreciate the commission to be supportive and guiding myself to be independent and work ready.
Okay. I have something, Brett.
Yep.
I too want to thank you who are here in person and Aaron for reading the testimonies. Please let them know that we appreciate the time they took to write it out. You're going to get tired of hearing this from me, but I'm from Wisconsin, and we have nothing like that there, like what we have here in Nebraska. And so these success stories really, really encourage me, because when I went to college, I didn't get a whole lot of help. And when I looked for a job, my VR counselor said, "I don't have anything for you." So tough luck, Charlie, basically. And so I spent a lot of my early life unemployed and living on disability until I built up a private music studio in my home. So, and then that took a dive because I lived in Janesville and General Motors was cutting back, and you know, private music lessons were a luxury and people could no longer afford it. So I went from 60 students down to 20. That was quite the dive. And, you know, it's harder to try to figure things out on your own when you really don't have the resources or the people to be in touch with who really know things and can help you out. So I know that you all here are grateful for what we have, and I just want to express that as well from someone who didn't have it. Thank you.
I want to congratulate each of you. Although you have the backing of the commission, and also you have the determination, it's a proven factor, you wouldn't be where you are today, that this is your passion, you know, to take your visual impairment as a challenge and meet that challenge every day. And your success will continue throughout the rest of your journey. I too want to thank you for coming and sharing with us. Being a commissioner, it's so wonderful to see people who are out there doing it. I understand it completely because I have made that circle myself. So again, I congratulate you. Keep it up, guys. You're doing wonderful.
But I just want to add that all of this is possible because of the wonderful job the staff members of the Commission for the Blind put on. Like I mentioned before and other times, as director, usually I get calls when there are complaints or problems. And this type of presentations explains what we are about. We have a culture in the commission in which all of us believe in the capability of the blind. It's not easy to change the attitude, but that's what we are about. Not just the consumers, but also family members, the community, and especially employers. To the point in which we start building relationships with employers and they look for us. And that's thanks to the work of all the staff members, the deputy director, the councils on the field, the center. I know you know that, but I wanted to make sure to emphasize it for the records. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron, do you have something else?
I also wanted just to take a second to appreciate the Board of Commissioners on behalf of NCBVI. Each year we have staff appreciation gifts, and it's an honor that we're also able to appreciate the Board of Commissioners in that way as well. So I do have the staff appreciation gifts for everybody but Cheryl, since she was able to be at the state staff with us in Congress a couple months ago. So I'll pass those out now as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe the next item on the agenda is for public comment. Do we have any questions, comments, concerns from the public? Okay. Hearing none. Next thing we have on the agenda is a break. So it is now 9:51. We usually do about 15 minutes, if I remember right.
Yep.
So
10:06.
Yep, 10:06. So.